trailers for sale or rent.
And welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show on your Thursday edition. This is State Senator Tyler Axmus filling in for the Mike McFeely, who is live down in Youngstown, or at least in Ohio, on his way to Youngstown to broadcast his show live tomorrow before the big game on Saturday, where number one ranked NDSU will take on 15th ranked Youngstown, the Penguins versus the Bison. And joining us live right now is Mike McFeely. Mike, how are you?
Hello, Tyler Axis. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Word is getting back to me here in Ohio. You're doing a great job.
Well, I'm hoping that it's good words coming in for you. So how was your trip? You left this morning and took a flight down to Ohio, and then you had to drive. Is that right?
Yeah, I just pulled into Youngstown not too long ago. I flew into Cleveland. I got to Youngstown. I'm here on the campus of Youngstown State right now checking things out. I've been kind of looking ahead to see what I need to do for my show tomorrow, but as I sit here, Tyler, I'm in the Jim Tressel practice facility here on campus at Youngstown State. It's an indoor practice facility for football. The Youngstown Penguins themselves are out practicing outside in the main stadium at Sam Baugh Stadium. But as I'm sitting here in this indoor facility, this is the next thing NDSU needs. This is, you talk oil money, you talk all the money in the state of North Dakota right now. I think that Gene Taylor and Dean Brashani have to get some of those oil guys or some rich guy in North Dakota down here to take a look at this indoor facility. It is tremendous. It is really cool. And I've taken some pictures, I've taken some video, and I'll post them later on at KFGO.com. But this is the next thing they need for Bison football.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because during the 4 o'clock hour, we're actually going to be talking about the North Dakota Legacy Fund. That's going to be available in 2017, and we want to hear what people have to say on how that money's spent. So maybe that is one of those options that a listener will come up with.
I hope if that passes, Tyler, they're not spending the money on an indoor practice.
I would agree.
I hope they're spending it on land and on conservation, on trying to keep some things from being environmentally damaged in North Dakota. But if there's somebody out there who's got an extra $15 million laying around they don't know what to do with, I think Gene Taylor and Craig Bull and Dean Brashani would take this facility.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Mike, tell us about the trip. It looked like from some Facebook posts earlier that there's quite the crowd of NDSU fans heading down there. Do you have kind of a feel for what the NDSU crowd is going to be like? You know, we have deer hunting going on up in the upper Midwest. This is a big game. I anticipate, you know, we travel well. Do you feel that there's going to be a lot of NDSU fans down there?
Well, I know there's going to be probably a larger amount than normal for NDSU coming all the way down here to Ohio, because this is a team makers trip. There's a group of NDSU team makers who are going to make this their yearly pilgrimage to a Bison road game. And they're going to come to the NDSU game on Saturday, and then they're going to head over to the Pittsburgh Steelers game. Pittsburgh's only about an hour or so from here. Then they have some tickets to the Steelers game on Sunday over at, I think it's Heinz Field, the Steelers playing.
Yep.
So there's going to be probably more Bison fans down here than there normally would be for a Youngstown State game.
Wonderful.
What I did see in Minneapolis, as I was making my connection from Fargo to Cleveland, where I flew into, there was, I probably saw 10 Bison fans on my flight, something like
sure.
that. Maybe not quite that many, maybe 8 to 10 Bison fans on my flight. I got a chance to talk to a couple of them, and they said they were coming on down. I think they were going to maybe check out some things in Cleveland, maybe the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I guess I didn't ask specifically, but they're going to check some things out up there before coming on down to Youngstown either later on tonight or tomorrow or even Saturday. So there'll be a nice contingent. It's
sure.
not going to be like a South Dakota State game or a USD game in Sioux Falls, but I suppose there'll be 700 people here from
okay.
NDSU.
And this is a big game for both teams, but specifically NDSU. If they win this gives us the conference title. Is that correct?
Yeah, if NDSU wins the Missouri Valley Conference and clinches a playoff spot, which they already have clinched,
mm-hmm.
really. But what it would do, what it would pretty much guarantee that NDSU would get the number one seed for the playoffs and guarantee them home games all the way up to the championship game in Frisco, Texas, if the Bison are lucky enough to get there.
Sure.
For Youngstown State, it's a big deal, too, because if Youngstown State wins this game, they'll take over first place in the conference.
And so
they could have the inside track to win the conference if they win their final game, and that would be a big, big deal for the Penguins, because that would clinch them a playoff spot. Although I think that even if they do lose to NDSU and win their last game, I think the Penguins will be in, too. But if you win the Missouri Valley Conference, that carries a lot of weight, because it is the best conference
mm-hmm.
in FCS football, so that might give maybe Youngstown State the number two seed or something in the playoffs, and they could get home field advantage. So this is a big game for both teams, no doubt about it.
This is. And before I let you go, do you have any previews coming up for your show tomorrow live from Youngstown?
Well, we had a chance earlier this week. I know that some people have already talked to him. Jack and Sandy talked to Grant Olson, I think, on Tuesday. But I recorded something with Grant earlier this week as well. We'll play that back. And it's more looking ahead to the Youngstown State game than talking about Grant's injury. I also have a couple of people from Youngstown State lined up. The beat writer for the local paper here, the sports information director, and they can kind of give us the lowdown on everything going on at Youngstown State. This is, you know, when NDSU travels to a place like Brookings or Vermilion or Sioux Falls or some of these other places, it's really not a big-time feel. Mm-hmm. Youngstown State has a great football tradition. They've won 4 1AA championships. That's one more than NDSU has won. And this is a great facility. This is a great athletic department. It's a great football program, and it is top-notch. So this is going to be a big deal. Stambaugh Stadium seats about 20,000 people. I don't know if they're going to sell 20,000 tickets, although they've sold 10,000 already, and the forecast for Saturday, Tyler, looks like it's going to be 55 to 60 degrees. Sunny day, so it's going to be a nice day.
Beautiful day.
So there
for football.
Might be 15,000 to 18,000 to 19,000 people here. Most of them cheering for Youngstown State. So it's going to be a big game.
Sure. And Mike, maybe you could look into this. I'm not sure. Did you get a chance to watch the video from the Youngstown player that was mocking the NDSU football program at all?
Well, I understand my producer Daniel Gunderson, who's always trying to stir things up a little bit in the football world, posted that on his blog at KFGO.com. I took a quick glance at it. You know, I don't know if it was that big of a deal. I think it was kind of a takeoff or a ripoff of some of those ESPN ads. But in a game like this, football coaches, you know as well as I do, Tyler, they will use anything they can.
Any motivator.
Anything they can to motivate their team. So I wouldn't surprise me at all if Craig Bohl or one of the assistants got a hold of that and turned it into something a big deal to give an edge to his football.
And as if our team needed any more firing up for this game coming up at Youngstown State. Give us a lowdown. What time is kickoff on Saturday?
Kickoff is at 2 o'clock Central Time, I do believe, and you can hear it on the mighty 790 KFGO. I'm going to broadcast my show from here tomorrow, 2 to 5, as usual. And I'll also be doing cut-ins during the noon to 1 o'clock hour where the Jack Michaels show normally is. It's actually the Dakota Bowl tomorrow is being played at the Dome. And I think Daniel and some others from our stations are going to be broadcasting those high school championship games. But I'll be doing some cut-ins and giving some updates here from Youngstown during that time as well. And I need to thank, before you let me go here, before you cut me off from talking too much, I do need to thank Stop and Go and La Quinta Inn & Suites for sponsoring my trip down to Youngstown. I've been taking a bunch of photographs, doing a bunch of videos already. I have some things coming up. I'm going to write on my blog tonight. So people need to check in to KFGO.com to get kind of the pre-scoop to my show tomorrow and the game on Saturday.
Well, I look forward to checking out your blog. I read it pretty consistently, and I definitely enjoy the videos you post, get some up at the stadium in this beautiful training facility that you're talking about. I want to see it to believe it, and I want to thank you for calling in and actually letting me, you know, take over the helm here for the day that...
Here's what I want to know. Are you getting it stirred up? I've heard you're doing a good job, but are you getting it stirred up?
Well, you know...
People calling in. You have Andy Peterson calling you from Bismarck to yell at you because you're ripping the Chamber of Commerce. That's what I want to know about.
Well, you know, the next segment that we have coming up, we're actually going to dive into some of the Affordable Care Act, the state of North Dakota, what it could do, what it has not done, and what those implications mean. Because believe it or not, even when you decide to not do anything, that has real impacts on real people. So we'll see if we can't get them stirred up coming up in the rest of the 3 o'clock hour here, Mike. But thanks again.
I've been traveling. I haven't had a chance to hear what President Obama said today. And actually, I think he might be in Cleveland right now, as a matter of fact. They were telling us in the airport that some flights out of Cleveland were going to be delayed later on because of the president's flight into Ohio. I haven't heard what he said earlier today, Tyler, trying to fix some of the issues with Obamacare, but just judging from some Facebook posts, I'm going to guess that the right-wingers and the conservatives aren't very convinced that he's going to do what he says he's doing this time.
Yeah,
is that accurate to say?
That's the feel I'm getting. There's a lot of unhappy people in the state on both sides of the aisle. So we're going to dive into that. And, you know, I want to take a state approach to this. I want to see, regardless, what we can do. What do people expect from the state of North Dakota when it comes to health care and health care reform? But thanks again,
Mike.
I certainly appreciate the opportunity to sit in your seat today and have fun down there in Youngstown, Ohio.
You bet, Tyler. Thank you.
Thanks.